Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you and having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is a great global business thinker, as you could tell in the previous segments, but he's also a very well-connected political operative. He's of the Democrat persuasion, and that's not to say that he spins to the left. I'm just saying he's just a Democrat. Hey, Bill, thanks again for staying with us. Let's talk a little politics. As you know, I predicted that Newt Gingrich would be leading the polls a year ago. I predicted he would be leading the polls right now. And he is.
Did you get that off the Mayan calendar, though? Was that what I was hearing?
It was the Farmer's Almanac's where I got that.
But the same thing. Yeah. Okay.
But,
kind of close. Yeah.
But the thing is that here's the thing. I didn't say that wasn't to say that I thought he would get the nomination or that he would win the election. I just said he would be leading the polls. What do you think
That's
about?
Good. He's not going to do the other two.
What do you think about where he is right now? Do you think he? What do you think his chances are of becoming the nominee?
Zero.
Okay,
and I'm being polite. He's a force of nature. He's a raconteur without equal in American politics over the last two decades.
Other than Bill Clinton,
and he is certainly the flavor
Clinton,
of the month.
He and Bill Clinton are pretty matched, closely matched, I would think.
He is the flavor of the month this month, and the Republicans, as you know, beginning with Donald Trump, and we could go on, have had a lot of those, and don't confuse his flavor of the month. Ability at this point with long-term, candidate viability. That's the real issue.
Romney is the ultimate going to be the ultimate nominee. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. He's got an organization. You know, everybody tells me, look, the problem with Romney is he doesn't rise, above a certain point in the polls. Yet, if you look at Romney, all these other folks rise and fall, and Romney's just steady right there. We know that. And I think when people, it's like being on jury duty, Jim. You've done it. You step into the voting booth. There is a sobering moment there when all of the talk and all of the talking heads on TV mm-hmm. at some point, you put it together and decide what's best for my country and for me. And Newt has a hard time passing that test, as you and I both know.
Well, the thing about, a lot of people are pointing fingers at the Democrat Party. They've got all these people. They can't seem to pick anybody. To me, this is what's beautiful about America, this whole process.
Oh, I agree.
Whether it's a Democrat or Republican, I don't care which party. This is what makes America great. What do you think?
A full airing of the issues, in the Republican side, you cannot say that the full thought spectrum of the Republican politics, from right to left within its party, has not been in you. From John Huntsman to Ron Paul, you have a great menu to choose from. Mm-hmm. And a great clash of ideas to help focus everybody else. It's been a wonderful show.
If you were advising the ultimate nominee on how to beat President Obama, what would you say to her?
Well, here's how I see it going.
I'm on the other side. You still got a lady out there,
I do. I'm on the other side. I think that a Romney-Rubio ticket is very, very hard for the Democrats to beat. It's our worst nightmare. I'm not just saying that to bait you, because Rubio brings four things to the ticket that help Romney immeasurably, and those four things put Florida in play and put a few other states in play and make it very tough. So
yeah, exactly.
Rubio is a real conservative. He's a Roman Catholic, which offsets the issue for Mormons. Mm-hmm. He brings the Hispanics in line, and mm-hmm. he certainly has an impact in Florida.
Florida, yeah. Probably. Maybe New Mexico.
Those four issues are almost impossible mm-hmm. for Romney to overlook. They're just sitting there staring him in the face.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me about Rubio is he's very, 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 very young.
So are we.
I'd like to see a little more gray hair in a VP.
You're looking in the mirror again? So
yeah,
I'm thinking, I'm okay with that, but remember that for the long term, what's got to happen is that the Republicans got to find a way to put eight states in play. There are only, I keep reminding everybody, this isn't mm-hmm. a popular vote.
That's
after
right.
seven presidential campaigns I've worked on, this is the Electoral College. Only eight states matter here: Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Colorado, New Mexico, Virginia, North Carolina. I'm rattling them off quickly.
Yep,
in all of those states, it's fair to say that President Obama is not blazing a trail of current glory.
Right.
And this is a very competitive election.
A couple of your compatriots in the Democrat Party recommended, I only got a few seconds, recommended that Obama get out and let Hillary Clinton run. That was an interesting little story, wasn't it?
200 years from now, as I've told you in the past, they're going to remember that Obama was the first black American president.
Right.
Whoever tried to upset them, history would not treat that person well.
Right.
And everybody who's in politics knows that.
Right, exactly. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy.
We'll see you next time. Bill.
Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
You too, buddy. Bill Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T, and that's DSI.biz. That's his website. You need to go check that out, folks. He's got some interesting stuff there. He'll be back another day. I'll be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blessinghame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.